Paper money or gold? Which do you believe would be better to preserve your wealth? Precious metals are considered alternative assets. That may seem ironic considering they've been viewed by many for thousands of years as representations of wealth and prosperity. But a couple of key trends suggest that precious metals could be moving from the shadows and further into the bright light of mainstream acceptance. Economic uncertainty means you have to keep up with what's happening. Make sure you subscribe and we'll keep you in the know. Precious metals have shined during some of the biggest economic crises in history. These include the Great Inflation of the 1970s and 80s, the 2008 financial crisis, and the global lockdowns of 2020. Metals have thrived as long-term assets since the beginning of the millennium as well. In fact, since 2001, gold has appreciated nearly 600%. Despite this record, widespread acceptance of gold and silver in the modern era remains elusive. But a couple of notable trends suggest that could be changing. One of those trends have been quietly underway for more than a decade. It's the relentless drive to accumulate gold by the world's central banks. In 2022, central banks as a group bought more gold than in any other year in history. 2022 also marked the 13th consecutive year that some central banks have been net purchasers of gold. Commenting on the massive gold consumption, the global head of research at the World Gold Council recently said, "Central bank purchases are highlighting the fact that gold remains a very important asset in the monetary system. Even though gold is not backing currencies anymore, it is still being utilized. Why? Because it is a real asset." In another revealing precious metals trend, a groundswell of activity at some state capitals across the country is building on behalf of two principal objectives: the allocation of state financial resources to precious metals, and the designation of gold and silver as legal tender. Recently, the Missouri State Senate voted for a measure that would require a portion of state funds to be allocated to gold and silver. The same bill also would require Missouri to accept gold and silver as payment for any debt, tax, fee, or obligation. In his remarks on the Missouri State Senate vote, the policy director at the Sound Money Defense League said, "Current economic circumstances have sparked increased interest in many states to hold gold and silver as a form of financial insurance." He added, "Other bills to facilitate gold and silver holdings have also been introduced this year in Tennessee, West Virginia, and Wyoming, with another bill expected soon in Idaho." These new initiatives come on the heels of a 2022 that saw so-called sound money bills introduced in 11 states. The purpose of the legislation is to create state precious metals depositories, protect state pensions and reserves with gold and silver, and or permit the use of gold and silver as money. As you can see, it seems the affection for precious metals among world central banks and U.S. state legislators is growing. And as it does, I believe the perception of gold and silver as essential assets that can play a critical role in building and preserving wealth will grow with it. Never mind what I believe, or for that matter, what any expert believes. Let me ask you what you believe. Given the state of the world and paper money, if I were to offer you $1,800 of paper money or an ounce of gold to preserve your wealth, which would you take? That's why I suggest you take the time to learn more about what's really going on in the economy by attending our exclusive one-on-one web conference at AugustaPreciousMetals.com/webconference.